Good evening. So I'm glad to speak with you tonight about this gospel because I also have a special announcement to make that I've actually been waiting to make for 6 years. But I want to talk about this gospel because it's perfectly situated for the announcement that I want to make. Jesus always sees with a different set of eyes than the people around him. Both the woman in the gospel and Jesus are looking at water in a well. The woman sees ordinary water to quench her thirst. Jesus sees living water that will never thirst again, that will quench the deepest needs of her heart. You know, St. Bruno is always a parish that tries to provide that living water. That living water is kind of a metaphor for all of the programs that we have, whether it's our school, 320 kids in our school, 500 kids in our religious education program, our many Bible studies, even our Lenten speaker series that we have just in these last few weeks has been really successful. We had over 200 people come to the angels and demons talk that we had this week. I don't know whether they were interested in the angels or the demons, but they all came. It was really a great attendance. So that's what we call living water. That's the living water that Jesus brings to us, all these programs that bring our faith, our relationship with our Lord to us in such a special way that's very, very powerful and has a lasting effect. So I think there's something else that brings living water. It can be programs, it can be activities, it can be classes, it can be lessons. It can also be a building. This church is a building, and this church is the building that we have our sacraments, our weddings, our baptisms, our confessions, all the things that happen in this building. I think there's another building that we need here at St. Bruno that can also be kind of a living water that can produce tremendous fruit. I think we need a brand new parish hall out here in this parking lot because we have about 3 funerals a week here, and I would love to be able to tell the people, the family that's having a funeral here, no need to go to a restaurant. You can just walk right over here into the parking lot and you can have your funeral reception right here in our new hall. You're having 5 or 6 baptism families. You don't have to go to a restaurant or go back home. You can just walk over here to our hall, and the 5 or 6 families that had their baptisms together might even socialize together. Our kids play basketball now on an asphalt court outside. I'd love for them to play on a professional sports court inside in all kinds of weather, and including volleyball. I would love to have concerts. I would love to have theaters and plays. I would love to have our students learn how to put on a production. The reason I would like to see these things is because I have seen these things. In the parish I was in before, we had a very large hall that was able to have all these effects. I saw up close and personal just how beautiful that kind of a building can be and all the good effects that it can happen. And I just thought that St. Bruno, we just really need that hall over here. The present hall that we have now is very small, is low ceiling, and it's behind the school gates. So it's unavailable to the parish all during the school day, which is from 6 in the morning till 6 at night. So I'm announcing this program for the parish hall. Maybe you've seen pictures of it. It's on our website. If you go to stbrunochurch.org, you'll see pictures of the beautiful hall that our architects have designed. The construction company, of all things, are parishioners. They're here every Sunday at the 9 o'clock Mass. I'm really happy about that. But I would like to invite every single person to get involved in helping build that hall. We're not going to talk about money tonight or how you can contribute. That'll come later, because it's very important for me for you to do what I have done. What I have done is I prayed about this for a long time. I wanted to make sure this is of God. I would like you to think the same way, so spend some time in prayer, talking with your loved ones, and how you can possibly, be involved in this very, very important project. Never thought I would do that. So take some time to think about it, take some time to pray about it, talk to your family and loved ones about how you can contribute. This will be proportional giving, so people who have less will give less. People who have more, I hope, will give more. But I think it's very important for every single person to be involved. There's an old image of the church that says this: the church is like a cruise ship, but there are no passengers. everyone is crew. Everyone is involved in making the ship go. There are no spectators, there are no passengers. Every single person helps make the ship go. So pray about it, and think about it, and talk about it, and I hope that you will see our parking lot in a different way. Right now it's a parking lot. I would like you to see it the way I think our Lord sees it, and having a brand new parish hall that every one of us can use. God bless you.